I mean, if you look at Donegal, 2,500 families are on the housing list. My office and the offices of our public representatives are dealing with these issues day in, day out, and often with families who are really struggling to find a place that's affordable to rent. So we need a mix. We need local authorities and private sector doing this together. There's talk of a target for local councils to build 10,000 homes per year over the next 5 years. So that would average out at 10,000 houses per year. So it's essential that we don't just give this to the private sector, but it's a mix of construction.
Now, it was reported recently that out of 76 homes promised for social housing here in the county, just a mere few are at construction stage, and even some of those were promised well over a year ago. You're still saying that isolating the council would be counterproductive?
For sure. I mean, there definitely are questions around the current speed at which local authorities have been able to build homes. I mean, particularly when, as I say, there are 2,500 families on the housing list, but it would be a mistake to hand over responsibility for addressing the housing crisis that is across this country to just the private sector. We need to make sure that we maintain a very, very significant number of homes within the public sector. We need to make sure that the state has responsibility for them. So, you know, whatever problems have been there in terms of speed and efficiency with the local authorities will need to be addressed.